From the Global Times, I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, China has called for immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip at a series of diplomatic activities, including the arrival of an Arab Islamic delegation to Beijing. Although China's economy faces downward pressure, a growing number of renowned Chinese economists and international organizations are upbeat on the growth momentum in 2024. China and the U.S. are facing bilateral tensions, but friendship and cooperation in various areas have continued, as shown in a recent trip by U.S. mayors to China. Being an ally of the U.S. has not been advantageous to the Philippines, either economically or militarily, according to a former Philippine presidential spokesperson. The oratorio Emigre, a co-work by the Shanghai Symphony Orchestra and the New York Philharmonic in Shanghai, offers warmth and light. During the BRICS extraordinary virtual summit on the Palestinian-Israeli issue, Chinese President Xi Jinping said it is imperative that the parties to the conflict must end hostilities and achieve a ceasefire immediately. In a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron, Xi also said that it is imperative to avoid further deterioration of the Palestinian-Israeli situation, especially the emergence of a more serious humanitarian crisis. The two heads of state, in a telephone conversation on Monday, agreed that the two-state solution is a fundamental way to solve the cycle of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Meanwhile, China hosted an Arab Islamic delegation in Beijing this week. During the visit, China urged an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, expressed opposition to any forced displacement and relocation of Palestinian civilians, and emphasized that any arrangement concerning the future and destiny of the Palestinian people must have their consent. China will continue to work with Arab and Islamic countries to promote the full implementation of the relevant resolutions of the United Nations General Assembly and the Security Council on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Chinese Vice President Han Zheng said on Monday while meeting the delegation of Arab and Islamic foreign ministers in Beijing. Making China the first stop of its international mediation efforts shows a high degree of trust in China and reflects a fine tradition of mutual understanding and mutual support between the two sides. China is a good friend and a good brother of Arab and Islamic countries, Chinese top diplomat Wang Yi told Arab and Islamic diplomats. The Chinese economy is expected to be on the upswing in 2024, with much stronger momentum than this year, economists said on Wednesday amid a wave of global institutions raising their GDP forecasts for China. Next year is likely to be an important adjustment year for China's economy. It is expected that great efforts will be made to stabilize and maintain growth, as well as to remove risks. Therefore, economic growth will see stronger momentum. Li Daokui, director of the Academic Center for Chinese Economic Practice and Thinking at Tsinghua University, said at the Caijing Annual Conference 2024. Although the IMF's latest GDP forecasts for China stand at 5.3% in 2023 and about 5% in 2024, the momentum of economic operations next year will be much higher than this year, Li said. That's because the 2023 figure will be a recovery from a low base. While the rate next year of about 5%, though statistically slower, will show stronger vitality, according to Li. China's economy is expected to see a relatively strong recovery in 2024, said Yang Delong, chief economist at the Shenzhen-based First Seafront Fund Management Company. The GDP target may be set at above 5% next year, according to Ming Ming, chief economist at CITIC Securities. Several financial institutions have recently upgraded their GDP forecasts for China, including HSBC, which raised the 2023 outlook from 4.9% to 5.2%, and that of 2024 from 4.6% to 4.9%. Jim Brainerd saw the Yangtze River for the first time on a fine autumn day. The wide and vast river reminded the U.S. official of the Mississippi River, which he knows well as being equally magnificent and almost boundless. Brainerd is a mayor of Carmel, Indiana. He was also the head of a delegation of six U.S. city mayors from the American heartland areas along the Mississippi River. Earlier this month, the delegation visited Wuhan, central China's Hubei province, in the middle reaches of the Yangtze River, as well as the nature reserves on Shanghai's Chongming Island at the river's estuary. The Yangtze River is a beautiful part of China, and it is similar in some ways to our Mississippi water area, Brainerd told the Global Times during his stay in Shanghai. The two rivers are important to both of us, to both countries. During the 12-day trip in China, the delegation, along with several U.S. scholars in the environment and hydrology fields, had deep conversations with their Chinese peers on both countries' experiences in river protection and watershed area development, as an effort to build bridges of cooperation and friendship between the two big rivers. Tensions between China and the Philippines over the South China Sea have recently increased. Are China-Philippines relations being unbalanced by the influence of the U.S.? What can we learn from the Duterte presidency to ensure that the South China Sea issue is under control? Harry L. Roque, former presidential spokesperson to President Duterte, shared his views with the Global Times. He said, when President Marcos agreed to host the U.S. troops in our bases very near Taiwan Island, this is a fundamental shift in foreign policy from the policy of former President Duterte, who advocated that in independent foreign policy we are friends to everyone and enemies to no one. I think the president's decision to allow the U.S. to have the use of Philippine military bases is very dangerous, Roque said. He said he regrets the shift in foreign policy because being an ally to the U.S. has not been advantageous to the Philippines, either economically or militarily. It must be a dream team in the classical music world as some of top musicians from China and the U.S. gathered in Shanghai for a four-year co-commissioned work. The Oratorio Emigre, commissioned by Maestro Long Yu, the Shanghai Symphony Orchestra and the New York Philharmonic, made its global premiere in Shanghai on November the 17th to the 20th. As Shanghai sheltered more than 30,000 Jews in the 1930s, who fled to escape the Nazis in Europe after Kristallnacht, the new work by award-winning composer Aaron Zygmunt, with lyrics by Pulitzer Prize-winning librettist Mark Campbell and songwriter Brock Walsh, tells a story of two Jewish brothers who arrive in Shanghai as refugees in 1938 and go on to navigate their new life and seek a home and community there. Focusing on the great kindness and tolerance shown by Shanghai in a tragic moment for all of mankind, the concert once again interprets the profound meaning and value of a community with a shared future, with the brilliance of humanity, Yu told the Global Times after the premiere on Friday. That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure to follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you.